Joe Biden brings more than 48,000 Afghans to U.S. in less than a month. By John Binder on September 9, 2021. President Joe Biden's administration has brought more than 48,000 Afghans to the United States in less than a month, a population more than four times that of Jackson, Wyoming. According to new figures from the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Biden's administration has brought more than 48,000 Afghans to the U.S. since August 17. The figures indicate that as the Taliban took control of Afghanistan, Biden has brought roughly 2,300 Afghans to the U.S. every day for the last 21 days. This week, Biden suggested that he wants to resettle about 95,000 Afghans in the U.S. over the next 12 months by flying them into Philadelphia International Airport in Pennsylvania and Dulles International Airport in Virginia before sending them to various U.S. military bases for brief stays. When arriving at military bases, Afghans are being given $1,250 one-time payments. The cost to taxpayers, the Biden administration admits, will be about $6.4 billion. Biden's massive resettlement operation, though, could be plagued with significant fraud and abuse by Afghans seeking to enter the U.S. despite not qualifying for refugee status, special immigrant visas, CIVs, or humanitarian parole. Some Afghans could also be national security risks. National Public Radio, NPR, reported days ago that Afghans are arriving in the U.S. sometimes with no paperwork to prove their identities or with just scraps of paper. Likewise, the Associated Press reported that Afghans have been caught lying about their identities or destroying their passports to conceal their true identities. We have no idea whether or not they pose a security risk, whether or not they accept our way of life here in terms of constitutional government and the equality of all citizens, or if they are even in violation of U.S. laws against trafficking, Senator Tom Cotton, RR, said this week. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.